Next to Haiti, Irish missionary Gina Herity remains kidnapped there along with seven others who were taken at the weekend. American Jeff Fraser experienced a similar ordeal in 2023 while working with a relief agency in Haiti. He was held by a gang for 43 days until a ransom was eventually paid for his release. He's been giving me the background to his ordeal.
So little water, little food. The food is not so bothersome. Like I said, I lost 50 pounds, but you know, it was never a top of mind issue, really. But if you're not getting water, it's hard to think of anything else. So that was problematic for sure.
Gina Herity is one of eight kidnapped. You're aware of this. What's she likely to be enduring right now?
Yeah, my heart absolutely goes out to them and, of course, their family. You know, it's a deeply jarring experience to go from free to captive, especially in such a terrifying environment. You know, guns in your face, lots of screaming. It depends on who she's been taken by. They can range in levels of civility. In some sense, you know, you're fine, right? I would imagine this woman's been in pretty intense things, living down in Haiti as long as she has. She's probably keeping her cool just fine. But, you know, your cortisol levels get incredibly high for a very long time. And eventually that messes with you pretty good. But I would imagine, you know, within 72 hours, you start to kind of settle with the idea of being captive. But, you know, it never goes away. It's always pretty terrifying. So at this point, it's likely that they've established a primary negotiator. It'll be a fluent Haitian speaker. And then, of course, her family and organizations behind her are going to be behind that mouthpiece, so to speak. The gang has already made their initial demands, and the negotiating team has for sure dismissed those and called them ridiculous, and then the dance will begin. You know, unfortunately, because the national and global press has picked this up already, she's going to have a hard time pretending like she's no one. Luckily, my team hid me and scraped everything off the internet very quickly, and then began the ruse of making sure that the gang thought that I was alone and had no one to help me and wasn't going to get any money from the U.S. And that's the shtick that he tried to do.
Massive diplomatic efforts by the Irish Department of Foreign Affairs, the Irish Minister for Foreign Affairs, the Taoiseach, and the Irish government to see Gina Herity released. Is that a good thing within the context of what you're saying there?
It's a good thing if it was secret, but obviously it's not now. And so the reason it's good is because you can start leveraging non-monetary forms of persuasion. So things that the gang may or may not want that are not cash ransom, and you can get them quickly. Otherwise, the only way to get out quick is to pay a large, large amount. And even then, it's rare that they'd even let you out. So paying big and fast doesn't usually get you what you're looking for. They just make you pay again. Many of the people that I was in with, we watched pay four or five times a ransom. And luckily, my team was wise to that and didn't fall prey to that. We did pay once. That was a failed ransom attempt. But my team was not surprised by that. They expected it. Unfortunately, I was surprised by it on the inside, and we had prepared an escape.
So you did pay a ransom for your release. And so did the people who were kidnapped with you in 2023. How much did you pay?
So I won't be public about that, but it was a very small sum, which I'm very proud of.
My question on the massive diplomatic efforts by Ireland, is there a danger that because that activity is now public, that it increases the value of the hostages from the point of view of the kidnappers?
It absolutely does. Absolutely does. Yeah, there's no two ways about it. If a lot of people care about that hostage, the gang knows it, and they will absolutely use that as leverage to get more.
So is it a misstep?
Whether it be monetary or non-monetary.
Is it a misstep by the Irish government then to move in this kind of way?
Well, I can't speak to who made it public, but however it got public was certainly a misstep, yeah.
So what's the best way to talk to kidnappers in Haiti, in your opinion? Is it a case that only money talks?
Well, time talks too, right? So you can keep your amount and your leverage high, or your amount low and your leverage high, if you've got patience. So my team knew enough to know that there was no way to get me out quickly. And so they just needed to wait them out. And so they kept saying very tiny numbers, you know, $3,000, $4,000, okay, $7,000, right? And over weeks, knowing that there's no way they were going to let me out before 30 to 60 days.
You've lived through this in 2023. How hopeful would you be for Gina Harty and the people with her?
Oh, I think they should be 100% hopeful. She will get out. She'll absolutely get out.
American aid worker Jeff Fraser there. It's now 7:28.